From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Well, here we go again. A full federal appeals court will reconsider the postponement of the California recall. On Monday, a three-judge panel ruled the election should be delayed. The court said punch card ballots used in six counties are more error-prone than ballots used in other parts of the state. Today, that ruling no longer stands. The object of the recall, Governor Gray Davis, didn't seem at all disappointed when he heard the news.
The momentum is clearly growing against the recall. I believe we will beat the recall on October 7th. And my attitude is, let's just get it over with. Let's just have this election on October 7th, put this recall behind us, so we can get on with governing in the state of California.
Joining us from our Los Angeles studio to sort all this out is NPR's Ina Jaffe. Ina, California voters could be forgiven if they're somewhat confused this week. What happens next?
Well, what happens next is on Monday afternoon, all the parties in this case get together at the appeals court in San Francisco. And each side has 30 minutes for oral argument. They'll be heard by a panel of 11 judges who were chosen at random by lot out of a pool of 23.
Now, the court, of course, doesn't tell us their reasons for hearing the case, but California Secretary of State Kevin Shelley argued in a brief that they should rehear the case. What were his reasons?
He said the recall is already an election in progress. He's already mailed out 2 million absentee ballots. 500,000 people, or nearly that many, have already voted, he said. And he also pointed out that the state constitution is specific about when a recall must take place, 60 to 80 days after enough petition signatures are verified. And the reason for that is so that people have the opportunity to remove a corrupt or inept public official as soon as possible.
And this must be a disappointment to the ACLU.
Yes, they're the ones who brought the case, and they said that the Ninth Circuit shouldn't rehear it because it should just go straight to the Supreme Court if there's any appeals, because there's not much time before the election. And a lot of legal experts think the Supreme Court would have been unlikely to take the case, though, so that could have meant that the ACLU's victory last Monday would have stood.
On Monday, the court will also hear from attorneys for one of the recall's authors, Ted Costa, a conservative activist. What are their arguments for postponing the election?
They said that the judges who postponed the election were wrong to refer to the Bush versus Gore ruling by the Supreme Court. That's the one that stopped the recount in Florida. They said that that ruling wasn't meant to be used as a precedent for other cases. There's something else that the Ninth Circuit judges may have found persuasive also. They got a letter from L.A. County's top election official suggesting that a March election would be much more confusing and error-prone than one that used punch cards on October 7th. County Registrar Connie McCormick said the new system that will replace punch cards in Los Angeles simply will not have the capacity to handle the primary election and all the ballot initiatives that we have in the state, plus the recall election with its 135 names on the ballot, that it just won't be possible.
Ina, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Ina Jaffe in Los Angeles.